Chapter 45. Flores raised his hands and nodded at Mendoza.
Louis, these cuffs are really hurting now. They're cutting off the circulation to my hands.
They look fine to me.
Flores was sitting on the double bed. Mendoza had switched on the lights and drawn the blinds, and was now sitting on a rattan chair by the window.
I'm on your side, right? You could at least cut me some slack.
You're never going to be on my side, Flores. Let's not go kidding ourselves. You're helping us because Martinez wants you dead, and without us, he'll get what he wants.
You need me to put Martinez away. That puts me on your team.
Mendoza laughed.
Diego, my friend. I heard some of the tapes they have of you in the club. There's enough evidence to put you away forever. For murders, for conspiracy, for drugs.
What the fuck were you thinking?
I had been drinking, and we had been testing the product.
You gave them the names of Texas judges you're paying off. You told them about men you had personally killed. If it was you we were after, then you'd never see daylight again. But it's Martinez we want. And if that means doing a deal with you, then so be it. But you're not on my team. You never can be. You kill colleagues of mine. So I'll help to keep you alive. But that's as far as it goes.
Flores nodded and smiled. When he spoke again, he switched to Spanish. So how much does a DEA agent earn these days? Mendoza flashed him a tight smile.
I'm sure you know exactly what I earn.
Starting salaries are about $50,000, right? What are you, Louis? Are you a level GS-13? Just over $90,000, right?
Mendoza shrugged.
Sounds like you know our salary structure.
I do. They don't pay you guys enough, Louis. Not for the risks you take.
Yeah, well, tell that to my bosses.
I will do, my friend. I will do.
You're not my friend, Flores.
I could be your friend, Louis. I could be a good friend to you.
He stared at Mendoza for several seconds, then leaned forward and lowered his voice, still speaking Spanish.
If you were my friend, I could put $5 million in your bank today.
How would you do that?
With one phone call, my friend. I make one phone call and $5 million will be paid into any account you want.
And my bank manager wouldn't ask any questions.
We could open an account for you offshore. The Cayman Islands, Switzerland, Luxembourg, anywhere you want.
And what would I have to do for $5 million?
Let me go. Just let me go.
Mendoza gestured at the door.
I doubt that my colleagues would be happy with that.
I could be their friend too.
$5 million for each of them, and for the English girl and her boyfriend.
You think he's her boyfriend? Then you see the way they look at each other?
Mendoza shook his head.
Well, I did. And they have fucked, I'm sure of that. So what do you think? Can we all be friends?
Mendoza shook his head again.
Eric wouldn't even think about it. Neither would Sam. And to be honest, neither would I.
You couldn't use $5 million? Think how happy your wife would be.
Mendoza's eyes narrowed.
My wife. I assume that was who you were talking to last night on the phone. It could have been a girlfriend, I suppose, but you did ask about the kids. I suppose she could be a single mother, but it seems more likely that she's your wife. Think what she could do with $5 million, Louis. College fees for kids are so expensive these days, aren't they?
Mendoza stared at Flores without speaking. Flores smiled amiably.
Oh, come on, my friend. You were speaking in Spanish. How could I not overhear?
And what does it matter? I have a wife, too,
he chuckled.
Actually, I have three, and many children. It is good for a man to have children, don't you think? So that when you finally go to meet your maker, you leave something behind.
And?
Said Mendoza quietly.
And?
Repeated Flores, still smiling.
You've offered me the carrot, and I told you to stick your carrot where the sun don't shine. So now you're going to offer me the stick.
The stick?
The stick. You're going to tell me that if I don't help you, if I don't let you get away, then you'll kill my family. You'll kill everyone who loves me. And then you'll kill me.
You have a very vivid imagination, Agent Mendoza.
Mendoza stood up, pulled his gun from his holster, and pointed it at Flores' face. His finger tightened on the trigger, but Flores showed not a trace of fear.
Tell me what you're gonna do,
hissed Mendoza.
Say the fucking words.
Flores smiled as if he didn't have a care in the world.
I don't have to, my friend, he said. You've already done it for me.
Mendoza stepped forward and whipped the barrel of his pistol across the side of Flores' head. Flores grunted, but didn't cry out. And when Mendoza stepped back, Flores was still smiling.